After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This portion of the Gospel of St. Mark shows Jesus getting right away to his mission of evangelization. And this mission contains that very simple message of repent and believe in the gospel. If we want to be part of the community of Jesus, we have to accept and live this message. Repent of our own sins. This is a message that someone who spent a lot of time near Jesus did not want to accept, and that was Judas Iscariot. So that alone tells us that it's not enough to be associated with Jesus. We really have to repent of our own sins. And then that other part, believe in the gospel. In other words, we have to see the goodness of God's presence and his blessing. We have to see our own goodness as beloved children of God. This too was another message that someone who spent time with Jesus, Judas, did not want to accept. And that's why his life went into all kinds of trouble. The message, repent and believe in the gospel, is the exact same message of Christmas. If you remember when Jesus was born, there were all these beautiful and powerful messages about who he was and who he is. The angel told Saint Joseph that Jesus would save the people from their sins. That's that message of repentance. And then the angel said that this child, Jesus, was good news to all the people, that he was bringing a whole new reality of goodness and happiness to people if they would enter into a living friendship with him. This message, repent and believe in the gospel, is a mission that will be something the apostles will be devoted to very much. They will become one with Jesus in helping people to turn away from their sins and to live in the light and the goodness of God's love. It's a summary of all of the preaching of Jesus, repent and believe in the gospel. It's a very simple message, but it's a message that for some reason is hated by some people. We see it's a message hated by Judas, who doesn't want this message preached in the world, and he tries to destroy it. It's a message hated by the Pharisees and the other phony religious leaders. It's as if they wanted to say to Jesus, "How dare you call us to repent of our sins?" Or, "How dare you tell people that there is a happier life beyond what we have created for ourselves and what we seek to impose upon others?" It's a message that is hated by some people very strongly. It will be a message fought against in many different ways. If you remember, when Jesus was born, his message of saving people from their sins and of the good news to all people of God's love in this world was something that was fought against right away by King Herod. And so we see that this message, as simple as it is something very, very powerful. And what we have to do is we have to accept it in our own personal lives and enter into this message, the message to repent. You know, some people love this call to repentance only when it applies to other people. You know, they're like, "We got to preach the message of repentance so that that person over there can hear it." No, it's a message for every one of us. Every single one of us has to examine our own lives and repent of our sins. One example I like to think of that helps us to understand repentance is when you're driving your truck or your car. As you go on your journey, you make all kinds of minor course corrections. Dozens, maybe hundreds of small course corrections in how you drive. And those minor course corrections are what save you from getting into all kinds of trouble or getting lost. Now, sometimes we have to make major course corrections. The other day, I had to go to the dentist in Boston, and I somehow took a wrong turn. And you know, around Boston, when you take a wrong turn, you end up in New York, you know, or you end up at the terminal for Delta Airlines at the airport, and you just want to go to the dentist, you know. But those are situations where you make major course corrections. But you know, the vast majority of your course corrections are tiny, tiny course corrections. Well, that's what repentance is every single day we have to make minor course corrections in our life's journey to make sure we're pointed towards our goal of a living friendship with Jesus. And then that message, the good news, believe in the gospel. In other words, we have to really view that we are beloved children of God, that God is our Father, that He loves us and He cares for us. Adam and Eve in the story in the book of Genesis, they didn't get this message. They had their sins, they could have repented of them, but the evil spirit convinced them that they weren't loved by God anymore. And so they ran away from God, and that caused all kinds of trouble for them. Notice how Jesus keeps these two messages together. Repent. It's not all by itself. It's together with the other message, believe in the gospel. That's what he wants us to see, that we can turn away from our sins and we can move more deeply into this belief and this awareness that we are beloved children of God and he loves us so much and cares for us. So brothers and sisters, as we have this very simple message of Jesus in this gospel passage, let us try to see its value. It's a tremendously valuable teaching that the Lord Jesus gives to us. May we accept this message of repentance and belief in the good news. In this way, we allow Jesus to catch us, to catch our lives, to hold on to us in our life's journey, and to keep us close to Him for all eternity. God bless you.